Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
So what happens is we eat something, let's say we eat, you know, Doritos, and it's filled with BHT and a bunch of different chemicals, and it's got some dyes in it. Well, it goes into the building and your liver says, okay, it's the guard gate. And it says, okay, are you a visitor or are you a resident, right? So you're something that you're part of my machinery. So you go through the system, you get right through, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're a visitor, meaning that you're not actually, you don't have the equipment to break that down, the liver can't send it back up. So what it does is it tries to convert it into an enzyme to get it through the system so your body can process it. But all of those toxins don't get converted to enzymes, so they get stored in fat cells and fat tissues.
Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, everyone. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. Welcome to the show. I can't wait to dive in today with our guest. If you are brand new, welcome. I am so happy that you are here and that you have found us. And if you are returning, welcome back. The show is not possible without you guys. I am super passionate about nutrition, fueling our bodies with the right foods, overall health, mindset, wellness, doing the right exercise, training. You guys can live and deserve the best life ever, and so do your kids. And topics like nutrition, even though it might be a little bit uncomfortable for you all to listen to today, is really important for you to know, to understand, and to have this realization of how much it affects your overall health, especially if you are diagnosed with Hashimoto's, some type of autoimmune disease, have chronic inflammation, pain, joint issues, like everything, because what you put in your body directly affects your health. People do not realize how important this fuel is that we put into our tank every single day. And our guest today is Risa Gru. She is a functional nutritionist and a certified autoimmune coach, and she's in a private practice in Newport Beach, California, right down the road from me. She has always been passionate about nutrition and good health, and Risa was so concerned about purity that she made her children's baby food from scratch. And today she's passionate about cooking, creating healthy, nutritious foods. She works with a wide array of clients, from professional athletes, adults, kids, to The Biggest Loser from season 4. Risa works with issues like diabetes, autoimmune disease, cancer, digestion, thyroid, and hormone imbalances, just to name a few. And Risa firmly believes that the body can heal itself with whole foods that we obtain from earth, and sees living proof of this in her office each day. She actually looks at the root cause using functional nutritional guidelines, blood and stool test, and knows that weight loss is a side effect of wellness. Risa is just incredible and phenomenal, and I am going to get into her office, and I'm going to take you guys along on my own journey and see what my results come back like and how I can improve my nutrition, because there's always a way to improve. I think I do pretty good, but there is always a way to improve, and some of these tests that she does, I haven't done before. And here's the good news, you guys. Everyone can work with her. You don't have to be here in California. They do virtual clients and work with everyone across the world. So definitely something to consider. We do not sugarcoat it this episode. She gives it to us straight, which I absolutely love. And she shares how she had her own autoimmune disease and chronic inflammation and then was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. Listen, learn, be open. and be willing and just curious about, oh my God, what am I eating? What am I feeding my kids that might be affecting their attention span, I should say, you know, affecting their focus and their behavior, their ability to concentrate or not, like all the things. Just open your mind as you listen to this episode. That's all I ask. Open your mind, listen, take it all in, and then decide, do I need to make changes? Do I need to be more conscious of things? Do I need to work with Risa? I'm definitely going to. I'm going to take you guys along on the journey. We'll put it on YouTube. It's going to be fun. I'm a little scared. I'm a little nervous, but it's good. And I want to show you guys how everyone can learn. There's always ways to make improvement because we all deserve to live the best life ever. All right, everyone, enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Today we have Risa Gruon. Welcome to the show, Risa.
Thank you, Melissa. It's great to be here.
Now, you are a functional nutritionist. You're also a certified autoimmune coach. I've honestly never heard of an autoimmune coach before.
Yeah, we exist. You know, we know everything. Well, we should know everything about autoimmune and how to work with it and how to eat for it and how to try and reverse it and manage it.
Well, I don't think people even know or realize that like this exists, that through your nutrition, through what you eat, you can directly affect your immune system, your health, autoimmune disease and issues and stuff.
What you eat matters for sure. We see it in my office day in and day out. And some autoimmune diseases can be reversed. And we want to do this naturally, right? We want to find out what the root cause is of that autoimmune disease. And we want to quell the inflammation because at the end of the day, autoimmunity is just a cascade of inflammation. It's a cytokine storm. The Th17, which is our Treg cells, they get activated and they cause this cytokine storm. And you've got a huge fire in the basement and you go to the doctor and they give you a little squirt gun to like try and fire out, right? I'm going to get the hose out. Let's get this fire out and reverse it. We're not trying to actually manage that disease. We're really trying to reverse it. Some can't be reversed, but they can be slowed down. The progression can slow. And I will always look to see what the root causes are. How did you get it in the first place?
That's interesting that you use the word reverse, you know, and not all can be cured, but that doesn't mean you have to live this life in this prison because you were given a diagnosis of an autoimmune disease.
Yeah. I mean, I work with people all day long. I had a patient in this morning who I've been working with for a while now and came in with fibromyalgia and couldn't walk in the grocery store to get a scooter. She's not very heavy, but she just couldn't walk. She was in just complete body pain all the time. And so I was looking at her food log when she first walked in and I said, well, how about that 8-ounce glass of milk that you're having every single day, 3 times a day? Is that something that you do commonly? And she said, oh, no, I've been doing that every day for my entire life. She was having cow's milk 3 times a day for 75 years.
Milk does the body good, though.
Right, they say. So that's what she thought. And so we took out the milk and I said, let's just experiment. I didn't detox her. I didn't do much change. I didn't even really take out much gluten, although I did eventually, but I just wanted to see what the dairy was doing. Mm-hmm. And in 10 days, she walked into my office and she said, I have absolutely no body pain. I'm walking. I park car far away. I mean, it is all gone. So she's in this morning and still same thing. It's been several months now. And so she does still have fibromyalgia, but we're now addressing the inflammation and we took out the inflammatory foods that were just putting kerosene on the fire day in and day out.
That's insane. And it's crazy that this is getting brought up again on the podcast. I had someone on, I don't know, probably maybe 3 episodes ago, and it was all about male sexual health. And he brought up and said one of the worst things that a male can do, obviously a female too, but he was like drinking cow's milk. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying you found this too.
Yes. We're not really born to process, to digest it. So it's, and the casein in it is the inflammatory protein. And then of course there's lactose, the sugar in it, that people really just have a hard time. 3/4 of the population is lactose intolerant. They cannot digest dairy. But we do it anyway, right?
We sure do.
Everywhere.
But I love that we're talking about it and you're just being honest and real. And this is like a real case study for you. This genuinely happened to a woman that you were working with that was in chronic pain and then wasn't. Simple steps.
And I can give you tons and tons of other stories just like that. Yes.
Now you had your own autoimmune disease. You also had chronic inflammation and stuff and you reversed that on your own. Is that how you got into all of this?
So I was actually, I've always been passionate about nutrition, always from the time I was little. I just remember, you know, why are some foods fattening and some foods are good and some are bad? And I don't understand, why don't we eat ice cream for breakfast? Because it's delicious. And, you know, so right, we're very confused, right? I was as a kid. And, you know, there were a lot of talks of dieting and fattening foods as a kid. Nobody was particularly heavy, but people were just chronically on diets and food was fattening. And I just found this fascinating. So I used to read all the books on nutrition and natural health. And I eventually went back after I had my kids and I used them as sort of as guinea pigs and experimented and ate, you know, gave them real food. I never gave them processed food. I didn't give them lots of sugar and candy and all that kind of stuff. You know, then I never, ever, ever once took them to fast food. And, you know, I just wanted to see how they, you know, what would happen, right? So they ended up doing great and thriving. And, you know, they're grown adults now and they eat real food, but, you know, they eat crap too a little bit, but not, they don't sustain themselves on it. They don't drive through anywhere to get their food. They cook and they eat real food. So then while I was going back to school for nutrition, I ended up getting tested for, well, back up that before I had kids, I was having a hard time conceiving my second child. My first child, no problem. It was an easy, no problem. Second one, I just couldn't either get pregnant or I couldn't hold a baby. I kept having miscarriages and couldn't understand. And so I went to the fertility specialist and he did my blood work and said, here, take this pill. Your thyroid is a little bit of an underachiever. And so I said, well, how long do I take this for? He goes, every day. And I said, no, for how long? He said, oh, for the rest of your life. And I walked out and I thought, why would I take something synthetic that my body was actually born to create? Why is my body not creating it? Why is nobody asking why it's not creating that? Right? Right? That was my question. And so I started learning a little bit about the thyroid. And then eventually when I did get pregnant and then I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's. So, and that will happen. You're hypothyroid. And then eventually, you know, there's different stages of autoimmunity. And I eventually got to the point where I was diagnosed. And at that point, I just really put the brakes on and I said, you know, why is this happening? Give me a checklist. How did I get this? And nobody had a checklist. So I did all the research that I put into my book, Food Frame, because I think people really need to know, go through that checklist and say, was it a parasite, a blastocystis hominis that causes Hashimoto's? And was it, you know, Epstein-Barr virus? Is it a vitamin deficiency? Turned out I had MTHFR, which is a very, very common gene mutation. 90% of the population has it. It's 100% genetic and it causes miscarriages and infertility. And I test everybody I work with for MTHFR, but it's really important to know. So I went through that checklist. You know, a third of autoimmune is genetic. And then a huge portion of it is leaky gut. So I was, you know, part of the leaky gut club and I started to go through my checklist. I had, you know, heavy metals were really high. So I did a year of chelation. I went through that list and compiled it and went through it. And now I was in the thousands when I tested my antibodies originally. And now I'm 10 points away from reversing it entirely.
That is insane. That is high.
Yeah. It was crazy high. I had a raging fire going in my body and I didn't even know it. I felt fine. My hair was falling out a little bit and losing weight was a little hard. I really didn't have that many symptoms, but I had a raging case of Hashimoto's.
Wow. That, and it's so common nowadays. You just hear that word and that diagnosis over and over again, more than I ever heard even 5 years ago.
Absolutely. Without question. Our rate of autoimmune diseases is increasing because we have this leaky gut. We have so many chemicals in our society and we're using them, we're breathing them, we're eating them. And, you know, the FDA is currently, this is a new number, approved us to use 86,000 chemicals in the US, 86,000. And it's unconscionable. We're about 2,000 a year being approved and a lot of them aren't even tested. And we are just getting sicker and sicker as a nation. We're eating more chemicals. Our processed foods are ridiculous, right? Our waters are poisoned. I mean, it's really, we have to be very diligent about the toxins and the quality of food that's coming into the building.
And people aren't. And that's what is so frustrating, especially like as a mom, you know, I mean, I go to my kids, you know, school and sit there at lunchtime, you know, or I would volunteer or we're going to like kids sporting events, you know, how after they all get a treat and a little bag and stuff, just they're, or camping, like it's the summertime right now, we're going camping. And me being the freak that I am, I'm like just looking at everything. Like if you're in line in front of me at the grocery store, I am totally judging what you are purchasing. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm totally standing there judging everything on the belt. And all I want to do is stop and tell the person, be like, do you have any idea what's in these chips that you're buying for your kids right now? Or this, like,
yeah.
And people are just, I don't know if they're in denial. I don't know if people are just lazy, but it breaks my heart at what kids are eating nowadays and adults, but like these little brains are getting developed and grown off of packaged food. Like nothing's even real. And the stuff that comes in the bags are like, you know, and COVID really threw everything into whack. My yeah. daughter told me this past year, she's like, mom, everything in the cafeteria is in a bag because, you know, they don't want to spread germs and all that stuff. So even your pizza is heated in plastic. That's how they're serving. And it's like, oh my God. And half the food, not even half, probably all of it, I wouldn't even feed to my dog.
Right. Right. Me neither, probably. Yeah. It's really, really, really sad where we're going. And that's why I wrote the book, so that people understand. We cannot, you know, I say to everybody I work with for the very first time when they come in my office, I'm meeting with them on Zoom. I tell them, I want you to imagine that your body is just like a sneaker factory, right? You've got all the equipment to make sneaker. If I give you leather, rubber, or canvas, I know we're going to get a sneaker at the end. May change in shape or size or color, but it'll be sneaker. Mm-hmm. And if I say to you, I've got this great idea, let's put some cell phone parts in your sneaker factory. What would you say? Right. And like, if we went to the Nike factory, and we did that, they would arrest us. They'd call the, you know, they'd take us to the loony bin, right? Why wouldn't we do that to a cell phone parts in a sneaker factory? Because it would break the equipment. They have millions of dollars of equipment. It would break it. So I say that's exactly what we're doing to our bodies. Our bodies have equipment that we were born with. We are born with equipment to break down protein, fat, and fiber and carbohydrates. We're not programmed to break down dyes, chemicals, additives, you know, things that are really disrupting our body, causing cancer, causing ADD, causing disease, causing inflammation. If we stop putting cell phone parts in our sneaker factories and we ate the food that we were actually born to eat, then we would mitigate so many problems that we have. We wouldn't be worrying about insurance, but we are really in this paradigm of big food addiction. And they are out to get us addicted, and it's working. The amount of soda that's consumed and the amount of chips and dead food, I see people all day long and people come into the office, you know, are you eating anything real? Do you eat anything without a nutrition label? Or does everything you have come in a package in a cellophane, right? It's all this convenience on the go stuff, and it's not helping us. We should slow down and eat a meal at a table with our loved ones at least once a day. At least.
Yeah. I would do every single podcast episode on this topic if I could, if people yeah. wouldn't get like totally sick of it, but that's how important message is. And I love the name of your book too. You guys have to check it out. Food Frame, diet is a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
Where can we find this book? And tell us, what will the reader truly learn when they pick this up and read it?
So you can find this book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on my website at Risa Grew Nutrition. You can find it on Target.com as well. And I wrote this book because I've been a nutritionist for a very, very long time. And I focus on functional nutrition. So mm-hmm. I'm looking at root causes. I'm looking at prevention. I believe the body is a whole interconnected unit. And I'm also looking at data. So I order extensive lab work for everybody I work with. So I do a lot of blood work. So I can see, do you have diabetes or do you have insulin resistance? All four markers of your blood sugar. I'm looking at all nine markers of your thyroid. I'm looking at your liver enzymes. I'm looking at your kidney function, your inflammation markers, the breakdown of your white blood cells. I want to know what's happening with you because, you know, most conventional allopathic medicine doctors will do your labs and they'll say, you're fine. I mean, I just had one in here last week. Somebody came in and they were super, super, superly high flagged for a particular marker. And I said, what'd your doctor say? And they said that he didn't even address it. And I mean, it was like dangerously high. So, you know, it's not really his fault because in medical school, they don't really teach you that extensively. Most of them don't know, and not all of them. And I don't mean to speak pejoratively of doctors, but I mean, I work with them as patients, tons of them. So they don't know as thoroughly as they should about blood work and, you know, because we're not teaching them. But when I work with people and I do stool testing and blood testing, then I know. But when, you know, when I first started, I'm like, oh, let's do this. You know, everybody's on the same diet type. And then I realized we should really be eating for our current health status. We have all these books that come out that are wonderful. These, I mean, I read them. They're great, knowledgeable authors. They're doctors, they're functional doctors, and they're great. But there is not one size fits all. So 40% of the population that reads that book, they're going to do great on that, right? We all know that person who's, we have a neighbor or a friend or a coworker who was on keto and lost 40 pounds, but we tried it. It didn't work. Me personally, I couldn't even get into the state of ketosis. Every morning I'm peeing on the stick and I'm like, I can't get there. It wasn't the right diet type for me, but it turns out I didn't even need it because people on keto, you know, there's people, you know, every diet type is different for every person. And so I wrote this book because this is what I do in my office. I find your food frame according to what your blood test and your stool test tell me. What is your health status? And then I recommend an eating plan that works best for you. And it works every single time. People are having expeditious and profound results. And these are the people who said, I can never lose weight. Or I had a patient I was working with. She was in here last week that just never could lose weight and had diarrhea every single day for years. Years. And the doctor said, I can't, you know, you're fine. We don't know what's wrong. And so we did an extensive stool test and she was riddled with pathogens. And she was in here the other day. She's laughing. She goes, oh, I lost all this weight and she doesn't need to lose any more weight anymore. She's super happy. She has zero diarrhea ever. And, you know, she was riddled with stuff in her stool, right? In her intestinal lining. So we took care of that and off you go, right? In the meantime, she learned how to eat according to her health status. So that's why I wrote the book. It talks about detoxification because we have all these toxins that we're putting in our hair. And in fact, the average American female comes in contact with over 200 toxins just before she's left the bathroom each morning. When you think about what's in your shampoo, odorant, and all that. And so detoxing is a huge part of health. We have to take the garbage out. And after we talk about the detox, then I highlight 6 different diet types. And I really go extensively on what to eat, what not to eat, who's best suited for them, and who this really wouldn't work for. Mm-hmm. And then there's about 7 recipes for each one. And delicious. I love to eat good food. I want to eat good food. And there's some really good food for each different diet type. So I cover low FODMAP, low lectin, keto, paleo, AIP, autoimmune protocol, and vegetarian.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busytobombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
What does detoxing look like? Because that word is thrown around a lot. And so people think it's drinking these vials 7 days a week and then you're shitting your pants for 8 days or like, I got to drink lemon water. Like, what does that look like in your practice?
So detoxification process, we actually have our natural ability to detoxify. And one of the markers that I look for on a blood test is called homocysteine. It's an inflammatory marker, but it's also a methylation. It has to do with our methylation. So again, that MTHFR, if we have that gene mutation, which is super common, it just means we don't methylize our B12 and or our folate, our B9. And if you have that, you're likely to increase your homocysteine. When you increase your homocysteine and it's very elevated for long periods of time, it could lead to dementia, cardiovascular disease, macular degeneration, and some other things. So it's a really important marker that I rarely see on conventional tests, but I order it for everybody. And when that gets elevated, it tells me that you're not able to detoxify your own heavy metals, your toxins. So what happens is we eat something, let's say we eat, you know, Doritos, and it's filled with BHT and a bunch of different chemicals, and it's got some dyes in it. Well, it goes into the building and your liver says, okay, it's the guard gate. And it says, okay, are you a visitor or are you a resident, right? So you're something that you're part of my machinery. So you go through the system, you get right through, right? Mm-hmm. But if you're a visitor, meaning that you're not actually, you don't have the equipment to break that down, the liver can't send it back up. So what it does is it tries to convert it into an enzyme to get it through the system so your body can process it. But all of those toxins don't get converted to enzymes. So they get stored in fat cells and fat tissues. This is why we all lose weight when we detox, if you do my detox or do proper detox, but it's not a weight loss program. I mean, everybody lose weight on it, but I very clear, it's not a weight loss program.
I love that.
It's a great side, you know, weight loss is a side effect of wellness. This is a wellness program. So what we're doing is we're trying to open up pathways 1 and 2 to get those toxins out of the system and get them out. I can tell you tons of people I work with, a professional athlete, Freddie Couples, who's famous for back pain. He was famous for back pain. He came in to see me years ago, and you know, he works on golf courses, which are highly sprayed and treated. And then he lives on golf courses, where both of his homes were on golf courses. So he's just breathing this stuff in day in and day out. And he would have headaches, he had smell sensitivity and major back pain. And when I realized there wasn't anything structurally, he didn't have any surgeries, I detoxed him. And literally in 2 weeks, his number went from an 8 of daily pain to a 0. And it stayed that way. I did all his testing for inflammation. It was filled with inflammation. So, and he's just because he had all these toxins in his system. So I detoxed him and he was good to go. So it's really important to take the trash out, right? Clean out the garage so you can park your car in there. So detoxification, there's lots of detoxes on the market. I've tried them pretty much all. And, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, pooping in your pants all day and you shouldn't be starving, but you should be cleaning out the toxins in your intestinal lining and in your cells.
And are these toxins, I got to imagine that's like probably the driver of disease.
It causes inflammation. Inflammation is the driver of disease.
It just boggles my mind that we know this information and yet it's still so foreign to so many people. But, you know, like you said, like if our neighbor comes to us and they're like, oh my God, I've been doing keto and I've lost 25 pounds. We're like, oh shit, I'm going to do keto then. Like, I'm going to jump right on this.
Exactly.
What are some of like the benefits and drawbacks of like just some of the popular ones? I know we're running short on time, but like, you know, because paleo is super common, keto is super common, you know, the autoimmune protocol, super common, vegan's a big one right now.
Yeah.
Maybe start with that one. What are some benefits of that and drawbacks?
Yeah. So vegan is, I'm a former vegan myself, and I love the aspect of vegan that you're eating plants. But unfortunately, there's lots of different ways you can be vegan. So Oreos are vegan and Coke is vegan and French fries are vegan. So you have lots of vegans that come into my office that live on French fries and fruit and pasta. So, you know, those are the people that have some blood sugar dysregulation. And so it depends what kind of vegan you are. But vegan basically across the board means that you're eating no animal products whatsoever. So some are very, very, very strict where they won't even eat honey or anything like that. And then other people will eat some. And then a vegetarian will eat some dairy and eggs. But, you know, so there's very different levels. I break this down in my book because there's so many different levels of being vegan or vegetarian. And I am not a huge, huge fan for vegan for most people, because again, if you have the gene mutation MTHFR, you really need a B12 source and you can only really get it from animal protein or nutritional yeast. And you'd have to eat a lot of nutritional yeast. And B12 is really important. B vitamins are really important for the intestinal lining, for RNA, DNA development. So do I think that everybody should be eating 60 to 80% of their plate in plants anyway? Yes. So but a protein source is really important. And you can get proteins from beans, nuts, and seeds. Beans tend to be high in carbohydrates. They're filled with other great properties too. they're great in polyphenols and they're great in fiber and there's some other really things, but they're super high in carbs. And when I was a vegetarian or vegan, there never was a meal that I wasn't with having, you know, some lentils or garbanzo beans or black beans, you know, roasted chickpeas for snacks and, you know, all those kinds of things for protein. And I just watched my blood sugar go up and up and up and up. So that's when I decided to change. But we don't need, you know, on the other hand, we don't need a boatload of animal protein. So vegetarians are good for certain types of people, and you must supplement with a B12 and or folate, I would say, but you do get folate from leafy greens. But I'm a really big fan of protein sources. I just find that vegans don't get enough to eat, and so they end up just being on the grain and carb diet, which doesn't do a body good.
I know there's a whole list, but can we hit keto really quick too?
Absolutely.
And it's like the big one.
Yeah. Keto is great. It's all the rage. It's been kind of hanging on there for a few years now. And keto, when you get into the state of ketosis, just for your listeners to know, it's when you switch your fuel source from carbohydrates or sugar. That's what we use typically for our fuel source to give our body energy. Mitochondria makes ATP with that. And when we switch that fuel source to fat, then we're in the state of ketosis. A little difficult to get in the state of ketosis, takes a while, but very easy to fall off. And you always have to make sure you're in state of ketosis, which means you're eating about 75 to 85% of your daily intake in fats. So it does become a little bit of the animal protein diet because there's no carbs. We really want less than 5% in carbohydrates, or really translates to your net carbs every day should be less than 20. You shouldn't hit over 20 for most people. Now, guys are a little bit easier to get into ketosis, and they do really well. They do better than women tend to do. Women don't do as well with keto, but some women will. People tend to not do well if they have a lot of stress, a lot of adrenal cortisol dysregulation. And then, of course, if you have no gallbladder or you have fat malabsorption, which I would see on your stool test, I would not recommend keto for that person.
Interesting.
Fats. Yeah. I mean, I just got a test back today. Somebody had some fat malabsorption, didn't even know. So that wouldn't be a person who would thrive on keto. That would really mess them up.
Right. Can anyone work with you? Do virtual?
Yep. All of that. I work with people all over the world virtually. Yeah. And in office.
I love that. Well, I'm coming in office. No, seriously. I think I'd be a great case study to, like, I don't have a problem putting my stuff out there and showing people and learning. I think it builds trust and relationships too, of like, oh my God, well, Melissa went to her and she saw her. If me being the guinea pig and like doing it opens up people's relationship with you, so they improve their health, which means they're going to improve their children's health. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm all for it. What's one thing that you could, like, maybe we didn't touch on, or you're like dying to say, that we could just leave our audience with, you know, for them to maybe apply today or think about, you know, for the rest of the week? Because today's recording on a Monday today. Just what's a big takeaway that people could just be like, if you took away one thing, it's this.
So I would say the biggest takeaway, or the biggest gift or tip I could say for people, is to be conscious of what you're putting in and on your body. It's really important. Our bodies are so resilient. It fascinates me how resilient our bodies are, how much it can take and how it survives. It just has this need to survive. Mm-hmm. But if we lessen the load for it and we put those sneaker parts in our factory, then we're going to thrive. We're going to prevent some disease in the long term and the short term. So be very conscientious. Sometimes when I go to Costco, I'll sit back if I have time and I watch when they give out samples. And I always look to see if people ask what's in the product. You know, can I see what the ingredients are? Or does this have any chemicals, or how much sugar? None of those questions are ever asked. I do see them sneaking in a second sample, but I never really see any questions. Like, you're not concerned about what you're putting in your body?
That is so funny that you're saying that, because I'm literally the person there holding my kids back and I'm picking up the box and I'm looking at it and I'm like, yeah, no.
Exactly.
And then the person, like, tries to sell you on it more. And they're like, but, and I'm like, no, it's got this, this, and this. Are you kidding
me? I wouldn't put those things in my body, right? I wouldn't put the chemicals in my bloodstream, in my deodorant, and my toothpaste, and my shampoo, and my moisturizer. I don't want to fill my body with chemicals. And we know, you know, I'm not anti-establishment, but our government's not really protecting us, right?
No.
I'm doing a lot of research right now on toxins because it's very difficult to get it. But we just found out that in Canada, they banned 1,300 chemicals in their cosmetics, and the U.S. banned 11. 11.
It just, I have to laugh. Like, right. I have to laugh because I'll cry.
Right. The one tip I would say is be aware of what you're putting in and on your body, because we're not being protected. We are not, unfortunately, being protected. You know, it's all financial interests going on. And so we have to be concerned. You know, I barely even use my insurance, and my insurance is through the roof. Yeah. And when I applied for my insurance recently, they didn't ask me about my health. They asked me what my zip code was. I'm like, really? Why do you need to know my zip code? You could afford the prices we're going to give you, right? It's just, it's criminal. It's criminal. Yeah. So be conscious of what you're putting in. Read labels. Read the labels on the products and eat food that doesn't have labels. When you go to the market and you pick up the broccoli and the lettuce, there's no labels on them, right? We don't need, it's just broccoli. And if it's organic, it's pretty much just broccoli. If it's conventionally, we got some glyphosate in there. But, you know, be conscious of what you're eating and make sure you're putting sneaker parts in your sneaker factory.
Yeah, I love that analogy. And I love that that's what we're like pounding in their head as we end and wrap up this episode. And I'm going to add in too, like my biggest, I don't know, tip or whatever is that listen, and then you guys go next level, work with Risa to figure out what's going in your body. You know, yes, be aware, read labels. Awesome. That's a great start, like she just said, but go next level because you deserve it and you deserve to live your best life ever. You don't have to, I'm a firm believer, you don't have to age and get older. We're all gonna, you know, get older, but you don't have to age with it. And I think your nutrition plays a huge role in that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know for sure. I mean, I stay in my office for the day, you'd see it. It's an amazing thing to watch people heal. And I always say to people, if you feel that something's wrong, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And if you go to the doctor and they say nothing's wrong, keep looking. You know, the average person goes to 6 medical doctors before they're diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. 6. I just released a class called Achieving Optimal Thyroid Health it's on my website as well. And, you know, thyroid is a huge issue. It's really a big driver of a lot of things. High cholesterol and fatigue and infertility and constipation and weight gain and depression, anxiety. I mean, it's a driver of a lot of things. So we really have to look, not just the TSH, but the entire panel.
Right. So
it's really important for people, like you said, to look and listen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Risa, I feel like I could just talk with you forever about all of this. This was amazing. We're so lucky to have you on and just sharing all of your knowledge. Please let us know. We're going to put in the show notes too, but tell us, how can we connect with you? Are you on Facebook, Instagram? What's your website? Give it to us all.
My website is Risa Grux Nutrition. So it's RISAGROUX nutrition.com. And you'll find a bunch of stuff on there. And then I'm on Instagram at Risa Grux Nutrition, TikTok. I do a lot of videos, a lot of informational videos, and I'm also on Facebook. So you can find me on all of those, and Pinterest, I'm on there too. And I'm not cooking as much as I used to, but I'm, you know, I do a lot of informational videos and helpful hints all the time because people need it.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, thank you. We're going to put all of this in the show notes too, including links to be able to get your book, Food Frame Diet is a 4-letter word. I love it. We'll include it all. So make sure you guys check that out. Risa, thanks again for coming on. And I'm going to keep everyone posted because I want to come in. I want to be
do it.
One of your patients, one of your clients, come in here, dive in. Let's see what's going on and what we can fix and enhance and build the trust in our community too, to work with you. I love it.
I love it too.
Thank you again.
For having me.
You are welcome. Stay safe, stay healthy, everyone. Till next time. If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered.
This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.